Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 43. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off there with a 1971 single from Glo Macari called Looking for Love. I heard that on the All the Young Droobs compilation, a 3-CD compilation that came out February of this year on Cherry Red Records, and that is on the second disc. I think we heard from the first disc last week, and we'll hear from the final and third disc of the compilation next week. So far, it has been a wonderful compilation of junk shop glam, a little bit of bubblegum, and just a lot of great songs from that kind of 1971 to 1976 glam era that produced basically no hits in the U.S. Only dubious ones in the U.K. But somehow I'm in love. Anyway, I've got music for you this week. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I've got some good things stored up for you. We're going to jump into a new single here from Beach Slang. We're back. Well, kind of. This track is called AAA.
Take your dad, please. apologize for the lies that we used to survive. Is it me or do we have to make an excuse every time that we get to this point in our life? Oh, c'est la vie, mon ami, we never have to apologize for the lies that we used to survive. Is it me or do we have to make an excuse every time we get to this point? No, it never gets easier. Waking up alone. Now my sad little heart is growing cold. No, it never gets easier. Guess I should have known that you can't.
Oh, golly, so much to unpack there in that set. Let's see what I can do for you. We started off with a track from Beach Slang. The song is called AAA and is the A-side of a two-song single called Minneapolis, which came out March 15th on Bridge 9 Records, called Minneapolis because each side is from a Minneapolis band that influenced singer James Alex. Of course, this is kind of a return to Beach Slang. He sidetracked a Quiet Slang, added some cellos, kind of retooled, but he's back now making noise and paying homage to two of his big heroes. On the A side, AAA there, Paul Westerberg's song from his Grandpa Boy project, and the B side is I Hate Alternative Rock from Bob Mould. So two Minneapolis artists that definitely are obvious and wonderful influences of Beach Slang. After that, we heard from the Get Up Kids, a brand new album called Problems. Just came out May 10th on Polyvinyl Records. The song I played there was called Waking Up Alone, and it probably is the most synthy of the songs on the album. I'm okay with the album. I've listened to it a few times, but I think I prefer Radar State. So of the current Get Up Kids projects, that's my favorite. And then we ended things there with a new track from Charlie Bliss. That song is called Bleach, and it's on the new album Young Enough. Also came out May 10th on Barsuk Records, that band out of Brooklyn, I think, still. This album feels a lot different than the last two. It definitely feels much more pop, much more Meghan Trainor. I don't know, maybe that's good, maybe that's bad. It kind of feels like Stars or even Mates of State when they took that leap and said, we're going to do something a little bit different, something that's not, let's face it, Charlie Bliss was really a pop-punk band on Guppy, at least their first album. So this is a step forward for them, and maybe it's one that you will appreciate. I don't know about me. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. Guaranteed to be good. This is Elva with Athens.
City roofs warm the morning light. You're sleeping in your body, wrapped in hotel white. I didn't realize that I'd been feeling tired. And in that place where we felt young, we realized just what our lives were for. A taxi driver
We may have accidentally ended up with a theme there. We ended that set off with the Catenary Wires with the song Hollywood. That is on the new album Tell the Morning, which won't be out until June 21st on Tapete Records. That is the project of Amelia Fletcher and Rob Percy from Heavenly and so many other bands. I think they're based out of Kent now in England. Before that, we heard from Elva with the track Athens. That is on the new album Winter Sun, also out on Tapete Records. But that one came out this spring, April 19th. That is the project of Elizabeth Morris from Allo Darling and Ola Inset from Making Marks and other bands. And I think they're based out of Moss in Norway. So a couple of couples there from other bands making new music for you here. I really do love that Elva record. And that Catenary Wires is nice, though it's a little too nice for my taste. I need a little more jagged edge than that in my life. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 483. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. There is an interesting show on the 21st. Inter Alma is playing at the Riot Room. Kind of a post-rock, black metal, I don't know, lots of things happening there, but expansive and wonderful at their best. Things get a little more brutal on the 22nd with Deicide at the Riot Room, or I Hate God the 23rd at the Riot Room. Or you can listen to Jorge Arena Trio at Minibar the 23rd as well. Taco Cat is coming to the Record Bar on the 25th, and Dark Funeral is at the Riot Room that night as well. On the 29th, TSOL is coming to the Riot Room. The 31st, Lover Girl has an interesting show with some locals at Mini Bar. On the 1st, Lion's Law is at the Brick. On the 12th, Casket Lottery is looking at the Riot Room. On the 18th, Potty Mouth is coming to the Mini Bar. On the 20th, Dave Haas is coming to the Riot Room. 22nd, Abandoned Bells is playing again at the Brick. And then on the 30th, Flipper is coming to the Record Bar. Not even sure who Flipper is nowadays, but it might be worth seeing. I've never caught the band live, been listening to them for many, many years. Looking at the website, not much has been posted. There are photos and videos and such from the Hipshot Killer album release party with Midlife and Arson Class. That was way back, I think, April 30th. Got a couple shows I've shot since then, but nothing up on the website. Well, at least not as I'm saying this now. Maybe by the time you take a look. Anyway, one track left for you today here. A track from a band called 4-5 Doctors from Washington, D.C. This is from the band's self-titled debut release that came out on a CBS imprint in 1980. You go digging for power pop and you see what you can find. And this one was a good find, I think. And I've got another one that I'm going to share with you next week as well. Hunting through, looking for those skinny tie power pop bands that were signed to major labels and ditched at the earliest opportunity. And this is one of those. So the track I'm going to play here is called Waiting for a Change. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Waiting for the change.